Many, many thanks for doing that for us. That's the first time we've ever heard it played straight through. And you must remember that that was arranged in an era when there was no radio or television or automobiles or flying machines. We moved very slowly from one place to another. And on long summer evenings or on long cold winter evenings, the entertainment was around the piano in the home, and that was written during that era. Mrs. Jordan, we'd like to ask your permission to use that tape as part of our background music in the museum. Would that be all right with you? Thank you very much. Now, I've been saving our first citizens for a little while. I thought one time we wouldn't bring them down to the front of the stage, and yet because we have so many school children here who are thrilled at the thought of meeting the Seminoles, we are just going to bring them down and give you their names. And then maybe you want to take a picture. Will you bring them down now, please? We are deeply indebted to Albert and Jezebel Devane and the Bomas who are here, all friends of the Seminoles, all authorities of the Seminoles, on the Seminoles. They brought them, and we are so very, very happy to have them here, and I'm going to turn the mic over to Albert and let him introduce them.
These are the group of Seminoles from the Brighton Reservation. Part of them are not here. Two of the oldest sons, Billy Bowlegs and Lucy Tiger, are resting this afternoon for the program tonight. So I shall introduce the ones who is here. On the end here is Nohaw Tiger. Nohaw Tiger is the son of Captain Tom Tiger, who was... father was one of the figures, or one of whom the picture was written around in 1894. Also Billy Bowlegs and many others, but his father is pictured in the book. If any of you happen to have a picture of a copy of the Florida Seminoles by Minnie Moore Wilson, published in 1894. I believe it was a later publication in 1911. Next is Lottie. Lottie is Lottie Shore. Lottie Shore is a granddaughter of Lucy Tiger, who is the mother, whose mother was Aunt Polly Parker, one of the greatest of the Indians who escaped from the army at St. Mark's and walked back home, but I won't go into that. Next is Frank Shore here. Frank Shore is the chief medicine man of the Creek Seminoles. He has a great heritage behind him. His goes right on back to Wildcat, who escaped at St. Augustine, of which he is of the same clan. And he is the medicine man today. His boy is here. That Jim is the first one. Jim's in the school at Okeechobee. Now, an awful good student. And we have Brown here, who is also a student in Okeechobee School. And then we have Mary Jane, who is in school in Okeechobee. And Nancy. And our little girl, Molly. We thank you all, and we'll see you tonight.
Yes, sir. You can't afford to go home because they're going to sing for us tonight. I asked him where Billy Bowlegs is, and he's taking a nap. Yes, a well-deserved nap. You know, he's just 95. He's the oldest Indian in the Seminole Nation, and I think it's wonderful to have them here. I think you'd be interested to know that Frank Shore is a cowboy, a real hard-working cowboy. He works for Likes Brothers, I believe. Doesn't he? Doesn't he work? Uh-huh. He not only works for Likes, but he is the tribe's herdsman, takes care of the Seminole's herds. Let's give them a great big hand. We have another Indian friend here, Fred Bieber, who speaks the same language that our Seminoles speak. He is a Creek Indian from Ardmore, Oklahoma. Fred Bieber.
Forgot what I'm going to say now. How? This morning, how many were here this morning? Quite a few. I'd like for you to turn to your partner there or your friend. Say hello in Creek. I don't hear it. They forgot it. Well, to say hello or howdy, it's very simple. Just say, Hinks J. Turn around to your friend and say, Hinks J. Hinks J. They say hello or howdy. It all depends the mood you're in. For you're a very friendly mood, and jovial mood, I might say. You say, Hinks J. With a big smile. See? But if you're kind of lukewarm, you say, Hinks J. Like that, see? Now, another word that we talked about this morning was to say, how are you? And say, estoma zigon. Estoma zigon. That means, how are you? How you get along? What's cooking? Like that, see? Now, another word is how to say yes. It's hinga. Hinga. And the sign language for that is like that. Hinga. Just a little quick thing like this. Hinga. Another word we talked about this morning was, where are you going? Stamin atska. Stamin atska. Let's hear your boys say that. Stamin atska. Sibigo. Sibigo means there's nothing. None. It's all gone. Sibigo. Sibigo. Remember that? If I say, do you have any money? You say, Sibigo. See? And a Choctaw word for Sibigo or none, all gone, is Ixo. Are there any Choctaws in the crowd? Any Choctaws? No Choctaws. And how to say money in Creek is Tuknawa. Tuknawa. That's money in Creek, Tuknawa. And Choctaw is Scully. Scully. All right. I'm merely bringing these words to you because this is one time creek area from here north into southern Georgia and western Georgia and eastern Alabama. My ancestors came to Oklahoma from around between Blakely and Macon, in that area there somewhere. And I was born in Oklahoma, a place called Eufaula. It was a name taken from Georgia to what is now Oklahoma. Eufaula, Oklahoma is my real hometown. That's the heart of the Creek Nation. That's so much for that. Now let's do some singing. I'm going to sing one chant through twice, and I want you to help me. Be glad to help me, I think. This song is a social song. We hey ya ho, oh ho, 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 we hey ya ho, oh ho. Chico chi chi mo ya bi ben not ho ya ki do we hey ya ho oh ho we hey ya ho oh ho we hey ya ho oh ho. That's all there is to that one. Now, I want you to help me. At the end of this song, I want everybody to yell with me. Come out with it now. Don't hold back. All right. I'll give you a high sign like this, and everybody yell. We can do it fast. We hey ya ho oh ho, 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 we hey ya ho oh ho. No, that won't do. Gotta be louder than that. Let's hear some of you women holler now. Oh, let's go. Fast one this time. We hey ya ho oh ho, 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 we hey ya ho oh ho. That's better. Thank you.
Are the Mary Steppers ready to step? All right, we're ready to see you do it. They come to us from Gainesville, and Ernest Bartley is their director and their caller. All right, good. I want to tell you about these wonderful craftsmen. That lovely quilting lady back there is real blood kin to me. She's my sister. Let's give her a hand. And she's not pretending. She really is quilting for her grandchildren, of whom she has many. I hope that you'll come back and see the work that they are doing. The wonderful jewelry made purely as a hobby out of rock and stone that comes from Tampa Bay. I guess our spinning lady and our weaving ladies are taking a nap. Yes, oh yes, a little siesta. And our whittling man, any others back there? Our wonderful tatting lady back there with her flags that she has tatted in color. Don't miss them. And she has on a dress that she tatted. Wonderful things. Don't miss her. And don't miss the wonderful Indian things, crafts, over in the Chickies. Our Chickies are our pride and joy. They were built brand new this year, and we hope they'll stand for many moons. Yes, I did mention the whittler earlier, and I don't want the children and the grown-ups to miss him because he's perfectly wonderful. Anybody else?
Indians have like that folklore for sale out in the Chickies.
Oh, yes. And all these people have things for sale, and we hope you'll go home empty-pocketed and loaded.
It's a good way to go home, I know.
Jezebel said she wanted to tell us a little short tale. Come on, Jezebel.
some of the fellas yesterday said they were going to tell some tall tales. I'm just going to tell you a few facts. Down near Arcadia, a few years back, lived a fellow that's quite well known in our section, or was. His name was Napoleon Bonaparte Mazel. But everyone called him Bone. He was quite a humorist. My husband calls him the Will Rogers of South Florida. And it was many a tale that he had. What he couldn't think of couldn't be thought of. Not long ago, Mr. Willie Williams, an old man in Sebring, about 85 years old, told me this story on Bone. They were on a cattle drive from Fort Bassinger to Fort Pierce. And when they stopped for the night, after they had put the cattle in the crevice, why, they made camp. So Bone told them that he would go down the creek and get some water for coffee. Well, the other fellows went ahead preparing supper, and Bone went down to the creek to get the water for the coffee. Well, Bone didn't come back, and he didn't come back. They had supper prepared and no coffee. Finally, Bone did show up. They said, "Bone, where in the world have you been?" Bone said, "Well, boys, I saw the darndest fight down there at the creek." They said, "What kind of a fight?" Said there was two wildcats a-fighting down there. And he said they fought so much they tore up about a half an acre of ground. And after a while they got to climbing each other. And I stood there and watched them until they climbed clear out of sight.
We'll have to fool just a little bit here with the voice and music in order that all of you can hear. We regret that we have to put up this equipment, but in order for the dancers here to get the calls, why, this is the way we have to do it. Come on in, people, while we're playing.
Hey, promenade and go to by four, and come on around, go round the floor, and all the way around. Now one and three, bow and swing, and one and three, and bow and swing. Now promenade the outside, bring it all the way around. Two and four, right and left through, turn them around, that's what you do. Heads out to the right. Now circle four, don't take all night, the head just break it, form two lines. Then you form with an eight, and back with you, forward again, and you pass through, and all turn left. File. Left hand start, spin it a while, left hand stop. Now the other way back, right hand start in the middle of the town. And now the chance, reach back with your left arm, and don't pass, oh, do no harm. That lady left your corner by the right, partner left, turn around and then bar back in, gentlemen, right hand start, and back them all up. Now shoot that star to the next little girl and promenade or go round the world. Hey, promenade, you do now, take a little walk, go to by two, and you come on around. Here we go, ladies, center to back to the bar. Now the gentleman center with the right hand takes the star, right hand in the middle of the town. The back by the left, you don't fall down. Pass your gal, go to the next. Pick them all up and arm around it. Here we go, when you're going to town. Now the gentleman out and the ladies in, that old pole turning, you're going again. The gal star right in the middle of the ring, you star to the right. Now the ladies out and the gentlemen in, star left, you're gone again, the gents star left, all around we go. Hey now, let's back out and the pole we're in, now circle left, I like everything, now circle left, all around we go. Walk all around, your left hand lady, now see, saw your pretty little club in Alabama, left that corner girl, and turn, go right to ground, go left, and hand over hand, go round.
Martha. Now you meet that lady, you promenade her, take a little walk and serenade her. Come on around and go goodbye to. And now you're home and here we go. Walk around that left-hand lady. See, saw your pretty little pony, Alabama, with that pony girl. Now do-si-do your partner. Go back and swing that pony girl. Promenade her, you don't step on her. Promenade her, go round the town. All the way and don't fall down. Come on around that rinky-do. Now you're home, here we go. Take it easy, take it. Now four ladies chain across, four little ladies chain. Well, you got your own, walk all around your left-hand lady. And promenade your own little girl. Now promenade her, go round the world and all the way around. And come on home, now you're home. Let's bow to your partner way down low. Now bow to the lady on your left. Hold it a minute in the middle of them all. Okay, that ain't all. All right. Thank y'all. Actually, these people had no idea what I was going to call, and I didn't either. This is known as hash calling. They simply react to what I tell them to do. This is more or less club-type dancing. Whatever I call, they're supposed to be able to follow. Now, we do have one type of square dancing, which is still pretty much in the traditional pattern. This is a so-called singing call. You take a tune, old, new, and you set a pattern to it, and you call a dance, and the pattern stays the same pretty much throughout the dance. So we're going to take an old familiar tune here and throw the thing on the record player, and we'll do a little singing call for you. You'll recognize the tune, I'm sure. Now, they cut records differently, so I may have to adjust the volume and go back again. Hold it. All right, that's what I mean. The grooves are different. Here we go. And I honor your old fashioned girl. Hold it close. Swing and whirl. Swing that girl like dear old daddy said. Hey, let's element left with your left hand. A partner right, a right and left hand. Hand over hand around that ring you go. And then you'll do-si-do your partner when she comes around to you. Now let's swing that lady round and around like daddy used to do. Hey, let's promenade that pretty little girl. She's just like her girl at Mary. Dear old dad, now the head chance. Head chance, you swing your maid. You take your lady and promenade halfway around that big old ring. Halfway. Right and left through, right down the middle. Now turn them, boys, to the tune of the pedal. Now chain them to the left. The left hand ladies chain. Now all four ladies chain across the hall. Turn them around, chain them back, and don't you dare to let them fall. Now promenade this pretty little girl. She's just like the girl at Mary. Dear old daddy. And now the hip two gents, swing your maids. Now take those ladies, promenade them halfway around that big old square. And then you ride and left through right down the middle. Now turn them, boys, to the tune of the fiddle. Chain them to the left. The left-hand ladies chain. Now all four ladies chain across that hall. Now turn them around. Let's chain them back. And don't you dare to let them fall. Now promenade this pretty little girl. She's just like the girl at Mary. Dear old daddy. And now you know side door that pony girl. You come back home and swing and whirl. Swing that girl like dear old daddy said. And then you element left with your left hand, charge right and left grand, hand over hand around that ring you go. And then you do-si-do your partner when she comes around to you. Now you swing that lady round and around like daddy used to do. Hey, let's promenade that pretty little girl. She's just like the girl. Swing that girl at Mary, dear old dad. And now the side two gents, swing your maids, take those ladies, promenade them halfway around that big old town. And then you right and left through right down the middle. Now turn them, boys, to the tune of the fiddle. Now chain them to the left. The left-hand ladies chain. Now all four ladies chain across and home. Now turn them around and chain them back. And don't you dare to let them fall. Now promenade this pretty little girl. She's just like the girl at Mary. Dear old dad. And now the side two gents, you take your maids and take those ladies in a promenade to go halfway around that big old square. And then you ride the left through across the middle. Now turn them, boys, to the tune of the fiddle. Now chain them to the left. The left-hand ladies chain. Now all four ladies chain across that set. Now turn them around and chain them back. Let's chain them back. You ain't through yet. Now promenade this pretty little girl. She's just like the girl that married dear old Dan. And now you know, side dog, that party girl. And to come back home, you swing and whirl. Now swing that gal around. And then you alley man left with your left hand. Charge him, right and left hand. Hand over hand around and ring you go. And then you'll do-si-do your partner when she comes around to you. Then you swing that lady round and around. What daddy used to do, and then you promenade that pretty little girl. She's just like the girl that married body your partner, dear old dad. That's right. Okay.
Now, to hear Cousin Ernest do this, you'd think that this is the way he makes his living. But that's not true. I'll tell you a secret. He's a political scientist, and there's a doctor in front of his name. Isn't that wonderful? And he just does this for fun. I want to tell him in front of all of you that I just think it's awful that more of the Florida square dancers don't come and join in this neighborhood jollification. Ernest, I'm going to lay that right in your lap and see what you can do about it. I think that every program we should have dancers like yours clamoring to get on. I never beg anybody because I don't want anybody to run when they see me coming, see? And I do get around the state of Florida. At this time, I want to introduce that little pink rose back there, Marilyn Rain. And she's coming up and sing a song that her aunt, Sybil, taught her. She's Diane's little cousin. Well, I don't think there'll be any doubt but that she'll be back next year to sing more songs for us. At this time, I'd like to ask Mrs. Robert W. Roberts, president of St. Petersburg Symphony Society, to come up on the stage, please.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so happy to be here and bring you greetings from St. Petersburg, Florida, the greatest sunshine city in the world. Today we... Today we have one of our great benefactors with us who is celebrating his birthday here. Now, he came up here and gave up all of his friends down in St. Petersburg to be with us today. And I would like to dedicate a part of this program to Mr. Gary Walsh. Mr. Walsh, are you in the audience? We are so happy to have brought to you today the Suncoast Ballet. It is one of our new cultural organizations in St. Petersburg, Florida. It was organized by Mrs. Catherine Leahy, or Mrs. Robert Leahy, whose husband is the busiest man around here. He's a photographer. So it is my pleasure now to introduce to you the Suncoast Ballet, who will entertain you.